This is Lauren Bond, and welcome to Dub Labs Out There. Imagine a soundscape that not only stimulates your auditory senses, but also connects us with the more than human world. Metabolic Sonic's groundbreaking practice, in which we have literally broken through the concrete of the LA River, fuses the machine with the biological.
Thank you. Thank you. into city time, bending into metabolic time, the slowness and quickness all layered together. I feel it under my feet, at the edge of the diversion gate, the hush where the river forgets its straitjacket for a moment, remembering its unpredictable, wild self. And above and below the concrete, yes, the two realms touching again through our words, our pipes, our prayers, our stubbornness, the engineered and the ancient meeting in a wild seam, or a rivulet, or a crack in the retaining wall, becoming one world again after centuries of splitting and channeling and starving the floodplain. The floodplain, I feel it like a shiver through the studio, the river speaking through the metal of the screw, through the tank walls, through the humming of the power supply, through the bodies of those who are here. Yes, that is the river remembering. Earth rolling out of an unseen mouth again. Oh yes, I know that sound. It opens under the studio floor, some days warm, breath of soil rising through the concrete seams, crumbling into readiness. The project itself always on the verge of becoming world present. The land is the river, is the work, dwelling quietly in its temple of pipe and paperwork and patience. The hieroglyphic claws funking down onward, falling toward the top center, saying, remember. Always on the verge of becoming world pregnant. She is the land, is the river, is the work, swelling quietly in its temple of pipes and paperwork and patience. The hieroglyphic claws thumping down mudwards, falling towards a hot center, saying, remember. Yaga there long before any of us, before the cornfield, before the permit numbers and drawings. Year 1200 and the land owns pulse, beating beneath Union Pacific toxic, and later our own hands planting 32 acres of corn to cleanse and to breathe again. Oh, those days of ritual sunrise smoke and community feet on the ground. Yes, that too is the river's memory. Slow, then slow, stuttering, like the bureaucratic timetables of the state water board, but still forming pools, yet the water presses, holds behind our diversion gate, the mother well, humming the Archimedean screw, leaving its slow upward spiral, and the pressure building until release, rushing, carry me, carry pollen seeds, bacteria, tiny life codes slipping beneath the river floor. Concrete lid into the mycelial underworld we've always known was there, unseen. Unseen garden, twitching alive with our intervention, waiting, yes, waiting, attending the possibility, like we attend the project, years of friction and flow, seas dormant for centuries, waking with a sip of water and the same with our work, buried under regulation, until some small crack of light, some engineer's nod, some legal clearance, and suddenly it breathes again. The first lift of water from River Studio, the beginning of bending time, bending flow, bending the very narrative of this place. Glacial time bending into city time, bending into metabolic time, with slowness and quickness all layered together. I feel it under my feet at the edge of the diversion gate, the hush where the river forgets the straitjacket for a moment, remembering its unpredictable wild self.
Marie.
bend into metabolic design. The slowness and quickness all layered together. I feel it under my feet at the edge of the divergent gate.